the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Folks, are you happy we didn't default?
Yeah.
And see, people cheer. That's how low our standards are now in this country. Avoiding a disaster is now an accomplishment. We used to go to the moon. Remember that? Now we're like, oh, we crashed the car, but it didn't explode. Yeah! High five! Yeah!
There's Jay Leno having some fun at the reaction many have had to the debt deal. That's the number one item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio during this hour, and we are taking advantage of some of the opportunities that have presented themselves for good conversation. The week of August 1st to the 5th is in the focus here. Doug Steffen, welcoming you into our countdown. Here's a rundown. Let's go through them. Sports talk is at the end of the list, if you will, at number 10. Major League Baseball, especially. And Alex Rodriguez, with his poker problem, at number 9, this foolishness about D.B. Cooper. Number 8, Jerry Lewis getting ousted by the MDA. Thanks for all your years of service. Now here's the door. The FAA, number 7, the problems they're having there. Middle East tension. Trial of Hosni Mubarak, number 6. Number 5, the latest from Iraq and Afghanistan. Number 4, the heat wave. Number 3 is the focus on who would run against Barack Obama in 2012. Number 2, stock market, their reaction to the debt deal and the economy in general. And the debt deal is number 1. Let's get to talk host Carl Wolfson here with Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon about his no vote on the debt deal.
You voted no on the debt deal. I would have voted no, too, but that's just me. Your thoughts about this whole process and this manufactured process by the Republicans to hold the country hostage, in my view.
What was deeply frustrating to me is that the president needed to be out months ago, basically channeling Ronald Reagan. And you don't hear me say that very often. In which he said, you don't hold the good faith and the credit hostage.
Right.
And not only have we narrowly escaped some deep damage, but we've created some damage. And in fact, with the ranking Republican Mitch McConnell saying that this works so well, I'm going to do it again, that just sends a message to the world that indeed Treasury bonds may not be paid in the future. That's higher interest rates. And this is the sort of tax that buys nothing. It's the worst kind of damage to ourselves. And the actual debt deal made it worse, because the actual debt deal creates a number of circumstances that can harm working families and not share the burden fairly.
It seems to me, from all I look at it, it's not going to restart hiring. In fact, it's going to put more pressure on people.
Well, it's estimated to decrease jobs by 100,000 to 300,000 next year in 2012. And then in addition, we have a couple other things that are happening. We have this huge hangover of or tsunami of foreclosures, 5 million more foreclosures in the next few years. We have the fact that the break on payroll tax is ending. The extension of unemployment benefits to 99 weeks is ending. And all these things combined are estimated to possibly wipe out 1.5 million jobs, which is exactly the wrong direction to go.
Right. This super committee that's been created, would you like to be on that committee?
Well, I would like to be on that committee, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Nancy Pelosi has said in the House she is not going to appoint anyone with her three appointments or the leadership's three appointment there. They're going to make drastic changes to entitlements. We can expect the Republicans are going to appoint 6 members who are not going to raise revenue. There is a conventional wisdom that this committee is going nowhere.
Well, if this committee goes nowhere, which is anticipated given the pledges the two leaders have made, then it's the triggers. And late into Monday night, in fact, into the wee hours of Tuesday morning, I was working with several members of my team to still compile the numbers as to the impact those triggers would have on our non-defense discretionary programs. And I think I may have been the only person on Capitol Hill who actually got those numbers assembled in time to kind of help me forge my sense about this deal. But those triggers will end up cutting about 15% of the 2011 course baseline. 2011 baseline was a huge reduction from 2010-2009. It means everything from Head Start to Pell Grants is going to be under attack. And meanwhile, those with wealthy and well-connected provisions in the tax code, none of the programs for them are contributing. They're not contributing one slim dime to addressing the national fiscal challenge.
Man, after listening to that, I want to jump off of a bridge, huh? I'm glad this guy's not representing me. Jeff Merkley is the senator from Oregon, interviewed by Carl Wolfson there. It may represent your point of view, but it isn't very universal. 800, when are we going to get together? When do we all realize that we're on the same page, if you will? 800-510-8255. Just for your information, let's take a run through top 10 people. That is the news and what we talk about, because News Talk Radio is the focus here, presents opportunities to look at the people that we're talking about, the issues of the day, etc. So at number 10, Alex Rodriguez.
Number 9,
D.B. Cooper.
Number 8,
Jerry Lewis.
Number 7,
Ray LaHood.
Number 6,
Tim Pawlenty.
Number 5,
Michelle Bachmann.
Number 4,
Mitt Romney.
Number 3,
Nancy Pelosi.
Number 2,
John Boehner.
Number 1,
Barack Obama. All right, so there is the list. Not anything unexpected there. A lot of political and opportunity sorts, if you will. The Cooper thing, that's an opportunity, what I call an opportunity call. So, as we continue along, we'll listen to Senator McCain next as he weighs in on the number one issue this week, the debt deal, here on The Countdown.
Summertime means vacation time for many, but did you know only 57% of Americans actually take advantage of their time off? International travel expert Kim Mance tells us more about why we are living in a no-vacation nation compared to other countries.
People outside the U.S. often have trouble believing that we actually generally only get 2 weeks of vacation time. Europeans have more vacation time available to them, and they actually take it, according to a survey recently by Expedia.com. If you start by making a list of experiences that you want to have, don't focus on the destination at first. Focus on the activity. And a company like Expedia can help you take that step because you're going to see more deals come through and the world's going to be more open to you. They just kicked off a partnership with Groupon, and they offer hand-picked destination travel deals. You get up to 50% off with the Groupon getaways with Expedia. And it's a great voucher system, so you actually get more time to plan your trip because most of them, you have up to a year to redeem the voucher.
To sign up for Groupon getaways with Expedia, you can go to groupon.com/getaways.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food and 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Frisky's cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year, going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends August 21st.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money's some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself.
At the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchases or lease purchases. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
800-510-8255. One way to connect with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown program. Your review with a number of different things in the focus here. The debt deal being number one. A debate over raising the debt ceiling. The disapproval rating of Congress, highest level on record. Most Americans are saying that creating jobs ought to take priority over anything else. 82% of you, 82% of Americans disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job. That's the most since the New York Times first began asking the question back in 1977, more than after the political stalemate that led to the shutdown of the government in 1995. This is according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll. 800-510-8255. Man, there's not much to yell and scream about that's good here, is there? Here's radio host Mike Broomhead with Senator John McCain talking to a caller who wanted to know how the debt deal would affect funding for education.
Mark in Phoenix wants to ask you about how things are going to impact education. Mark, you're on with Senator McCain.
I have a quick question for you, all kidding aside. What do you see, and I've been trying to keep up with the reading, and I'm a bit getting some mixed messages. What's going to be the impact of all this recent movement on funding for secondary or funding for education, particularly K-12 and at the secondary level for student loans? How is all this going to impact that world?
I think the student loans are probably, you're going to see some cutbacks. They've been dramatically expanded in recent years, and maybe some changes in eligibility. But, you know, as far as education overall, most of the funding, a huge percent, comes from state and local taxation, as you know. One of the things that, unfortunately, we have neglected and need to do is redo No Child Left Behind, lessons learned, and revise that law so that it is now in keeping with the experience we've had with having it having been in effect for 7 or 8 years now. Education is still a huge issue in America, and I happen to believe in charter schools, and I happen to believe in vouchers, and I happen to believe in parental choice, and I think we spend enough money. I just don't think it's spent right. One brief vignette, and I'll stop. The largest expenditure per student in America is in the District of Columbia. The lowest scores per student in America are in Washington, D.C. And guess what's very popular? Charter schools.
There's a little, that's pretty sobering, isn't it, huh? Senator John McCain, with how some of your money is being spent not particularly well. Could that be one of the reasons that people are upset? As you look more, I was talking a few minutes ago about the New York Times CBS poll. In it, the public's opinion of the Tea Party seems to have soured. The Tea Party now viewed unfavorably by 40% of the public. And let's see here. I'm looking at some of the other stats here, see if I can pull out something. I'm seeing an email from a fellow in Vicksburg, Mississippi, who says, I'm very disappointed in Congress. They can't sit down and agree about what's best for America. Everything is just politics, all the time. And that's true. Jobs are the first priority, though, in this poll. What should the Congress be doing? And the worry is not on spending as much as getting something going in the jobs department. So what do you think the number one priority ought to be for Americans as we discuss this debt deal and the situation in the country, the market reaction, which we'll deal with in a few minutes here on the countdown? What are we doing here? What ought to be the number one focus? How is it that this system has gotten to be as broke as it is? Broken. It's broke. We're broke and it's broken. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. 21 after on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Not much good happening here in this list this week. World stock prices plunge amid general fear. I'm looking at some of the headlines regarding our number two story this week in the countdown. The market's reaction to the realities of the economies not only here but in Europe, around the world. Stocks in free fall. Dow closes 500 points lower. Ugh. Here's host Doug Kellett talking to former Congressman Bob Beaupre about the way the negative reaction the stock market seems to be having makes us all feel. What's the realization here?
People are frustrated. I just gave a Zogby poll that came out today about, you know, people are just mad. I'm telling you, they're fed up. Congressman, I know you know this, but, I mean, they're going to take it out on somebody.
Well, they've got every right to be mad. What we just went through... It was an ugly process. It was the end result was not satisfying. Didn't really do anything other than kick that same old can down the road some more. That can's got to be getting pretty beat up by now, don't you suppose?
yes, and, I do think it is getting a little beat up. But what about the market? And, the market goes down 500 points. Where's the president? He's barbecuing outside the White House. I see.
It's another fundraiser, I suppose. The people have every right to be unhappy. They were mad at the last administration. I got that. I felt some of the sting of that myself. I remember very, very well. So they elected this guy who said he had the right solutions, that he promised hope and change and all would be well. Said that, you know, people can make excuses, but he did say he was up to the test. He told us, for example, his own chief economic advisors said that by now unemployment would be 2 points less than it is. He said that there would be 7 million more jobs right now than there are. It's a pretty sad state of affairs, and you know all the economic numbers. So, yeah, the fact that the market the bottom fell out of it yet again. We've lost, you know, you struggle sometimes to put it in context, but, you know, if the market was worth $100, we just lost 10 of it in the last 2 weeks, but it's worth a lot more than that. And in fact, what I read today is that in just the last 2 weeks, there's been something like close to $2 trillion worth of equity that is gone.
800-510-8255, talk host Brian Schimming here on the countdown, talking about the Dow essentially losing all of its gains, basically what the gentleman, Congressman, former Congressman Beaupre just said.
The Dow, cascading throughout the session, finished off the lows with a 512.76 decline, or 4.31%. Yikes. Yikes. To 11,383, erasing all of its gains for 2011. The slump of the past few weeks has driven the Dow down more than 10% from its May intraday highs, putting the index officially in correction territory. 500 points in one day. The S&P 500 stock index fell 60.27 points, or almost 4.8% to 1,200. S&P and the NASDAQ composite also moved into correction territory. The NASDAQ slumped 136.68 points, or over 5%. Yikes. Yikes. We gave Obama the deal he said he needed on the debt crisis. Wanted to, you know, he wanted to inspire all that confidence out there. I see that didn't work so well.
800-510-8255. Okay, so let's, in terms of putting everything into perspective here, and that's really what we're all about, it's the 28 past the hour.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Junior's Rock Macy's Back to School event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Friskies cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year going on now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk Radio Top 10.
Hey, everybody. Are we having a great time? What a wonderful week. Ah, my God. Looking around at this stuff, it's pretty depressing. And you wonder what it all indicates. Well, I guess we could, if I hired a shrink to come on the program, we could probably analyze a lot of things. Up to you to do the analyzing, though, here, because this is your opportunity to understand the stupidity of the world. Pretty much the weekly overview, and this is the first week of August. Where will we be at the end of August? Hopefully with our thumbs up. Meanwhile, we've covered numbers 1 and 2 in detail, the debt deal and the stock market activity. Number 3, the presidential race. And this stuff all sort of plays into what's going on, opportunities for people to use the media, take pot shots at other candidates. It shows how there's is such insincerity. And maybe this highlights it, although I'm not necessarily a big fan of Lawrence O'Donnell on his program. Here is the conversation we excerpted from it. Ken Vogel, who's at Politico.com, talks with O'Donnell about Sarah Palin and whether or not she's trying to sabotage candidates so she'll be in a better position to run in 4 years.
It's pretty easy to figure out that the only way Sarah Palin loses her position in Republican politics and loses it permanently is if a Republican wins the presidency. The second bad thing that can happen to her is when there's a Republican nominee. That's going to overshadow her. So she really doesn't want to see a Republican beat Barack Obama. That's just bad for her business for the next 4 years, isn't it?
Well, we've certainly seen her disrupt the field and try to stay at the center of the spotlight on quite a few occasions. That you mentioned her kind words for Michelle Bachmann, but let's not forget that when Michelle Bachmann did her rollout in Iowa, Sarah Palin was there screening this documentary about her. Ditto with Mitt Romney when he was up in New Hampshire doing an event. Sarah Palin found a way for her bus tour to go through New Hampshire at exactly the same time. So she's got a bit of a track record here of stealing the spotlight from these candidates, and I think it's clear that she wants to stay in the spotlight. I also think it's becoming increasingly clear that the window is closing on the potential for her to actually be a candidate. So it is intriguing to hear her say nice things about Michelle Bachmann, with whom we understand she has something of a rivalry, at least at the staff level, and they would really be competing for the same constituency. So she could, in fact, help Michelle Bachmann, certainly in Iowa, and clearly she could hurt, or perhaps she intends to hurt, Mitt Romney.
Well, yeah, she's definitely come out of the closet as an opponent of Romney. The bus trip that got in Romney's way, she could always just kind of pretend, oh, gee, that's just coincidence. But there's no coincidence about, I am going to attack what Mitt Romney has done in relation to this whole debt ceiling thing, and I'm going to praise what Michelle Bachmann's done. What about Huntsman and the other players in this thing trying to get attention in this world? Huntsman has everybody thought in the media anyway that he was going to get traction and move pretty quickly. He has a lot of establishment around him, but he doesn't seem to be able to get any traction going.
He's having an extremely hard time, and he made the joke about Mitt Romney, but that's what he wants to be. He wants to be the number one alternative to Mitt Romney, and there are a number of folks who are competing for that in sort of separate tracks. We have him and Tim Pawlenty kind of competing in this track where they're trying to be the mainstream establishment alternative to Romney. Then we have Michelle Bachmann over on the right trying to be the conservative alternative, and possibly Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, waiting in the wings. If he got in the race, I think it would really shake things up, and Mitt Romney could find himself answering more questions and engaging more. He really hasn't engaged. We had a story today where we talked about the Mitness Protection Program, where he just hasn't done a whole lot of events, and at some point here shortly, he's going to have to engage both with the voters and with his opponents. Right now, he's raising money, he's engaging with fundraisers and doing a good job of it, but the campaign starts in earnest. Labor Day at the latest, he's got to start engaging.
800-510-8255. So Mitt Romney, who among this list of potential candidates, I guess you could look at Michelle Bachmann. Let's look Tim Pawlenty, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, John Huntsman, Michelle Bachmann, Mitt Romney. Who among that list would you vote for right now against Barack Obama? 800-510-8255. All right. Now let's focus a little bit here on Mitt Romney. That's the kind of stuff that makes us so dislike, well, one of the many things makes us so dislike as Americans, the political process. Somebody created a company. Listen to this. A company was created for the sole purpose of giving to the Political Action Commission, the committee, boosting Mitt Romney. And this is a firm that gave $1 million to Restore Our Future, which is a served up super PAC, spending millions, they say, to help Romney's White House bid. One of the companies that gave money to Restore Our Future was WSPAN LLC, a New York-based company that closed up shop shortly after it contributed to this Romney PAC. So now the news hounds are onto this. The company was formed in March by a Boston real estate lawyer and listed a Midtown Manhattan address. Landlord said there's nobody in his building with that name. Company gave $1 million to the PAC and then dissolved. This is crooked, wrong, and enough of a reason to throw Romney right under the bus. A company created by one of his pals, $1 million put in. It's so corrupt. It's so disgusting. Here are radio hosts Luke Burbank and Dave Ross talking about Mitt Romney and the statements he's been making lately about the president and the economy.
He seems to be sort of changing his mind by the week over whether or not the president has destroyed our economy.
And it has led to this ad put out by the DNC, which begins with the latest Romney quote.
I didn't say that things are worse. What I said was that the economy hasn't turned around.
And then compares it to other stuff that he's said about the economy and President Obama.
I didn't say that things are worse. What I said was that the economy hasn't turned around.
He recognizes that what this president has done has slowed the economy.
He didn't create the recession, but he made it worse and longer.
When he took office, the economy was in recession, and he made it worse, and he made it last longer.
And the president's failed. He did not cause this recession, but he made it worse.
I didn't say that things are worse. What I said was that the economy hasn't turned around.
Okay, so he contradicted himself. Is this... Do you ever get tired, maybe because I've seen so many more campaigns than you have, but every single campaign, every 2 years, 4 years comes around, there's always three, four, five spots like this where you take one thing the guy said and you find five other things that contradict it on a matter that doesn't really make any difference. Do we care whether he thinks Obama made the economy worse or just hasn't made it better enough? We all know he's trying to unseat Barack Obama. So he's going to say things that make the president look bad. So what does this do? Does this work anymore?
Well, does it? I mean, I think it probably does work because it makes the person seem like they're, you know, they're sort of two minds on things. But also, don't you think it's for Romney especially problematic because one of the knocks on him among a lot of Republicans is he had, you know, sort of his version of Obamacare in Massachusetts when he was governor. And so there's already this sense that he doesn't dislike President Obama and his policies enough for some Republicans. And now you've got him going back and forth on this question of if Obama is responsible for the economy problems.
800-510-8255. He's a rotten scoundrel who doesn't deserve any consideration. He's a cheat. And this all of that money flowing in there, the system allow it? If you spread it around, open it up, and look inside, you see how corrupt our system has become. Every one of his friends coughing up $1 million, making phony companies. There are other examples of that. Wow. Here are hosts John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking about Michelle Bachmann and the double standard that seems to face women who want to be in politics.
People always say, do you think that the Tea Party will be more of a help or a harm to the Republicans? And she pointed out that people better be scared, afraid of the Tea Party, better be aware of its power.
They want you to think that
So she always have to yell.
She's not yelling, John.
Is that just me?
Please play the clip.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Wow, that was quick. Good for you. All right, here's Michelle Bachmann on the stump this weekend.
They want you to think that the Tea Party is made up of toothless hillbillies coming down out of the hills wearing red, white, and blue. But
now, hold on.
Oh, yeah, John, are you listening? Are you paying attention to the Bachmann?
As a hillbilly myself, although thanks to Dr. Alan Forfar, never again toothless.
You're going
to
get your self-esteem back.
I hope. It may take more than just new teeth for my self-esteem to get back. But as a hillbilly,
yeah,
and a man that can, I think if you look at my life, mm-hmm. I can claim that I am a hillbilly.
Oh, you're claiming hillbilly status now?
Really?
I think the congresswoman better be careful who she's labeling a hillbilly.
Okay.
Back to the congresswoman!
They want you to think that the Tea Party is made up of toothless hillbillies coming down out of the hills wearing red, white, and blue. But the fact is, they should be afraid of the Tea Party.
Loud noises!
Rude. You're being rude.
But Romney never yells like that.
Oh, will you stop it? Yes, he does. If he's in front of a large crowd, which she was at a parade, all right? Parades aren't quiet. It's not library time, Johnny. So she's got to talk louder so people can hear her.
You know, there is a double standard for women politicians.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, well, we've had a breakthrough this morning. Yeah. Congratulations.
And you know what? I realize it. In how you dress, which is scrutinized beyond how men dress, and also, you know, your vocal abilities as far, you know, that's the rap on Sarah Palin. It's like she was almost insufferable as far as screechy sometimes. But, you know, when you have to be heard, you have to raise your voice. And, of course, you know, women are starting on a higher level, sonically speaking. It is going to sound somewhat screeching.
That was the most entertaining excerpt we've had from a radio program for quite a while. That was quite good. John Howell and Amy Jacobson were the folks, and I think they're right. However, whoever came to the conclusion that there is a double standard, women and how they look and how they dress, there is a double standard. And that's pretty ridiculous. Presidential race in the focus here as we continue on our countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem.
Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Juniors, rock Macy's back to school event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Frisky's cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year, going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends August 21st.
Just 10 days until the big Iowa presidential straw poll, the Republican straw poll. How many think Romney will win the straw poll? How many think that?
Yeah.
How many think Michelle Bachmann will win?
Not for my own.
How many rather vote for the straw? How many think the straw poll?
Okay, I'm putting things into perspective, if you please. So the presidential race, that's one more program, excerpt from one more program as we have time here. This is radio host Charity McCurdy with San Antonio Tea Party President George Rodriguez. They talk about Governor Rick Perry from Texas and whether the Tea Party would support him if he decided to run.
George, I want to talk to you quickly about Governor Rick Perry. Republicans have been waiting with bated breath for him to make a decision on whether or not he's going to run for president. What do you think his strategy is in waiting to make the big announcement?
Well, now that's a good good question, because from what we've seen, Mr. Perry is a very, very smart, savvy politician. He's been, you know, he's gone from a Democrat to a Republican. And he's been successful, very, very successful. Whether or not he announces, when he announces, how he announces, whatever he's going to do, I'm sure he's going to be successful. Now, whether or not he's able to pull in the conservative vote, in particular the Tea Party vote, that remains to be seen. We feel that this past legislative session in Austin was good, but it could have been better, and there could have been a lot more leadership offered to a lot of the situations, a lot of the legislative actions that came up.
All right, up next, Jerry Lewis in the MDA telethon and A-Rod's poker problem on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides 3 hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At DougStephan.com, the Talk Radio Countdown box featuring many of the stories that we're talking about as we review the top 10 hot talk radio and talk television topics of the week. One of them has to do with Jerry Lewis, who for decades has played a key role in the Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon. He and Ed McMahon pretty much carried the water for decades, raising more than $1 billion. And now, with McMahon dead and Lewis saying he wanted out next year, he was told he's getting out this year, right now, as a matter of fact. Here is radio host Joe Galuski talking to entertainment reporter Shannon Rose about the announcement that Lewis would not be on the telethon.
Can you imagine the MDA telethon this Labor Day weekend without Jerry Lewis? It's true. It's true. Why? What happened? I can't believe it. This is, to me, it's shocking, Shannon. What the heck happened? What happened between the MDA?
What are they going to call it now? They can't call it the Jerry Lewis telephone. Are they going to call it the Ryan Seacrest telephone?
Is he doing it, by the way, Ryan Seacrest?
I don't know. I'm just throwing that name out because he does everything else. But, I mean, what else are they going to call it? Who's going to be there? You know, they just came out, MDA, just out of nowhere. I could be that Jerry Lewis made some comments somewhere. He's very flip about some of the stuff he says at times and doesn't really think about what he's saying. But they said that basically their board chairman, he just said he will not be appearing on the telethon, and that they're, very grateful for his years of service, and that's it.
Yeah, he was on, from what I hear, he was at a press conference announcing, talking about a movie that is going to be made about his life. And he, at that press conference, he said he'd be making some announcements about his future plans with the MDA. But now the MDA press release came out and said No more Jerry Lewis. Now, the people I've talked to, reports I've heard that is that Jerry Lewis is a pretty nasty man.
Yeah, well, if you remember, I think about 6 months ago, was it that he said he was only going to be doing the telethon? He said he was going to back off some of the other things because I guess he was going to events also.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I've heard he's got pretty grisly with people and not very diplomatic in some of the relationships he's had with the NDA. That's too bad.
All right. The telethon without Jerry Lewis. I've never been a big fan of his. The only reason I support it is because of my friendship with Ed, but it leaves a lot to be desired. And it's so old, the people that are there. Not that there's anything wrong with being old, but it just doesn't appeal to the audience where perhaps there's a little more discretionary income. Interesting to see what happens this year anyway, given the fact that everything is so tight for most people. Number 10, last item on the countdown. Here is a focus on the A-Rod poker problem as Craig Carlton talks to sportsman John Schmoltz about A-Rod.
This nonsense with A-Rod, which completely baffles me, the fact that A-Rod's playing poker, every guy on every team at some point on a plane is throwing dice and playing cards. Why are they going after A-Rod?
Well, probably more to do with where and, you know, anytime somebody of high visibility, and obviously A-Rod is high visibility, sure. The stories are going to come out, and who knows if they're true or not, but they're going to be investigated to the degree that, I'm sure Major League Baseball doesn't want.
Yeah, it's
this
so
kind of
dopey,
story.
Though. I play cards, you play cards, I'm sure, from time to time. And it's like, oh my God, it's A-Rod. And I know it was a $40,000 alleged buy-in, and he denies being there. But if you're going to start punishing guys in baseball for rolling dice or playing cards, there's going to be no league, right, John?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, it doesn't make it right, but it's like anything else. You know, if a light-hitting second baseman gets caught with a corked bat and the high superstar gets caught with a corked bat, you know which story is going to always
sure.
take precedence. So I think if it was for $5, it's all really about the story and whether it's relevant or not. You just can't put yourself in that situation until you're done playing, if that's something you want to do.
Right.
I think that the timing of it is just something that always seems to be. It's like paparazzi. I mean, you know, I think when people start bringing it to the attention of baseball, they have no choice but to look into it. Whether they do anything about it or not, who knows?
All right, so there's the A-Rod poker problem. That's number 10. Number 1, the debt deal and all of the discussion of the stock market activity, et cetera, et cetera. Let's keep our fingers crossed that next week at this time, as we review the hot hits in talk radio, they'll be much better, more pleasant, more upbeat. Although that doesn't seem to be the nature, does it now, of much of what's on some of these talk programs. But we can still hope for it, right? Let's keep the faith. 59 past the hour on the countdown.